In today's daf, Shabbos daf Kuf Yud Daled, the Gemara explains that Rav Yana commanded to his children not to bury him in white shrouds or black shrouds. Not in white shrouds, because maybe he won't merit Gan Eden after his death, and he'll be someone wearing white garments, like a chassan, like a groom among mourners, among those who are wearing black, who will go to Gehenna. And he said, I shouldn't wear black clothing, because maybe I'll merit Gan Eden, and I will be like a mourner among grooms. So I don't know if I'm going to get Gan Eden or Gehenna, and therefore I should be buried in shrouds that are not black or white. What do we do halacha lemaaseh in practice? So the Rambam in Hilchos Avel Perek Dal Halacha Aleph writes that the custom on Klal Yisrael is to dress the deceased with tachrichim, with shrouds that are sewn with white pishton, white flax. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yodea Simon Shinnun Beis Saif Beis, that the custom was to bury in white shrouds. The Ber HaGro explains that even though in our Gemara, Yadai said not to bury him in white shrouds, the custom is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Kilayim cites Rabbi Yochanan, who commanded to bury him in shrouds that were neither black nor white, so that he shouldn't be embarrassed if he's amongst the wicked or amongst the righteous, because we don't know, if he's going to be righteous or wicked. But Rav Yoshia and Rabbi Yirmiyah commanded to bury him in white shrouds. Why? Because he said, I'm not embarrassed of my deeds. I'm probably going to get Gan Eden. So therefore, both Rav Yosha and Rav Yirmiyah commanded that they should be buried in white shrouds. And because of that, the custom developed that everyone's buried in white shrouds. Everyone who dies is buried in white shrouds and is presumed to be a righteous person to be zocha to merit Gan Eden. Why is the deceased buried in Pishtun, flax specifically? The Pischei Tshuva explains in the name of the Yalkut Ruveni that there's a Sod Gadol, Vilvishas Beged Pishtun. There's a great secret, so it seems a mystical concept in wearing flax in Pishtun. She called Nifta Shenislabish, but Big Day Pishtun, I feel Nifta Bechutzar, it's called Kategor Nepach Lesadegor. That anyone who's deceased, who dies, that he's wearing flax garments, even if he dies in outside Israel, any prosecuting attorney turns into a defense attorney. So somehow this serves as a schus of merit, wearing pishtan, and that's our custom. Our custom is that we have white flax. The tzlach, the Noda Behuda in Maseches Brachos explains that as long as the flesh, the basar aguf is, it remains, and the soul cannot separate from it. So the basar aguf, the flesh, has to be completely consumed or got rid of. Then the neshama departs and goes up. So therefore, the tachrichim, the shrouds, are made of pishtan, and because the flax, through the flax, the body decomposes quicker. And so that will enable then the soul to go to separate from the body much quicker. That's something that we want.